pretty intricate detail for the tabernacle, right? Pretty tedious to sort of picture all that in your mind. For me, anyway. Some of you probably have these very excellent mathematical minds, and you're like, oh yeah, I see that. For me, I gotta sort of think that all through and picture it in my mind. I've seen pictures of the tabernacle before. It's very helpful. But why would the Bible be so detailed on these kinds of things that would seemingly have no relevance to our lives today? I think that, well, there's a couple of things. Number one, God is establishing the culture of Israel, all right? And he's very methodical about what he wants. And I think that that's kind of a key. He's very clear on what he's asking them to do, and he is expecting their obedience. God is very thorough. So he cares about every little detail of your life, too. And has a very specific plan for you, too. And if we tune into that, we can find the absolute will of God and walk in it. Jesus came and did that. And you see him clearly continually withdrawing to go spend time with his Father, to get the next steps, the next plans. He stayed directly in tune. And I think that's helpful. We have all these genealogies and all this detail in certain parts of the Old Testament. And in my youth, I just thought, man, that's just boring. But having read it now several times, I find that God is very detail-oriented in this case, paying very close attention, giving very specific instruction. He's not just kind of leading them out and hoping they kind of find their way and there is no order. No, he gives details and he gives a law for the culture. Some of that law I don't relate to personally because of the country and the culture that I live in. Animal sacrifice is foreign to where I live. But yet I see God, how he's laying it out and what it means and what it represents and how it is to be. I see the ephod created with 12 beautiful gems representing the 12 tribes of Israel, each of the sons of Jacob, right? And that must have been a sight to behold. And when the priest would come out wearing that, and the people would see it and know that he was going into God representing them, because that stone represented their tribe, represented them. And they were going into a tabernacle covered in gold and wood and fine linen that they had given of their free will, of their hearts, to God for this purpose. They could make that connection. Every time they saw the tabernacle, they could go, we as a people gave to God, and God has descended to reside there. This is where God lives. And it starts to take a context. Same is true of our hearts. Jesus came and ransomed us, and we have that access. And it's a beautiful thing. And something we shouldn't take for granted.